fantastic response, since it will be next week before our ads appear in Sinclair News, Your Sinclair and Crash, telling the whole world that the coupe is going to be ready to be sent out at the end of this month. It's been really useful showing the orders we've received to the software houses. On Monday of this week, we had a full-day seminar with representatives of over 30 software and hardware houses, and the vast majority of them said they were going to bring out products for the coupe. None of them said they weren't. And we'll be releasing details of who's doing what shortly. If you've had the brochure and order form, there are a couple of things we need to explain more clearly. First, if you already have a disk drive, our order form shows that you can order an external disk interface. What we don't say is that this product also includes a parallel printer port for your printer. Secondly, as a separate item, we're selling an RS-232 parallel communications interface. Please note that this can't be used in conjunction with the external disk interface and parallel port, although we do intend to provide a solution that allows the two to work together later. One or two of you have misinterpreted the information in the brochure about the Plus D and Disciple. Basically, you don't connect our earlier disk interfaces to the coupe because the computer is doing all the work for you already. You can, however, use your disk drives with the special external drive interface I described earlier. Your Plus D disks, provided they're straight snapshot copies, will work on the coupe. However, coupe disks won't run on the Spectrum. Why not? Well, it'd be a bit like fitting a quart into a pipe pot. If you do have any further questions, please don't hesitate to call our customer care team on 0792 791 00. That's all for now. More next week. Thanks for calling the MGT hotline. This is Alan Miles. If you've been calling the hotline regularly, you may have been wondering what's happened to Bruce Gordon recently. Well, to be quite honest, we've locked him away in the vaults of the building until all the final last-minute changes on development are complete. It's not just you he's not talking to, it's all the people in MGT too. That's what you get for being a great designer. But it's not that we're far away. As I look at the coupe actually working now with Bo Jangerborg's brilliant graphics program, with Mel Croucher's fresh and funny manual, with Andy Wright's comprehensive basic, I'm really proud of the work that's been done, not just by MGT, but by all the consultants we've used who've started from the premise that only the very best is good enough. There are lots of last-minute details that we have to attend to, but there are only two major areas that are causing slight delays. The only significant part that we've ordered in from Taiwan is the keyboard, due to be shipped to us last Monday. Well, it wasn't. But we do have a promise of shipment by next Monday, and as long as we can see it through customs quickly, we're fine. Secondly, there's still work to be done on the DOS for the disk drive versions, but by this time next week, I hope to be able to tell you we're almost finished. That's in Bruce Gordon's hands, and that's why every moment of his time is so precious. As for shipping to you, if you've ordered, well, it looks like first deliveries will be the first week of December, rather than the last week of November. We are sorry, but we're doing our best. And we're still confident that we'll be able to ship any orders received from you now, or in the next couple of weeks, before Christmas. One further point, on our order form we mentioned that a monitor cable is available, and a number of you have ordered it. By that, we actually meant a cable to connect from the SCART socket on the coupe to the SCART socket on your TV. It doesn't connect to an RGB or TTL monitor. If you've ordered this cable and you think that the SCART-to-SCART connection may not be what you want, or if you need advice, please call the customer care team on 0792 791 00. We're sorry about the confusion. That's all for now. There's a further update next week. Thanks for calling MGT's Sun Coupe Hotline. This is Alan Miles. If you called earlier in the week, I'm sorry there's been a delay in updating the tape, but we simply haven't had a moment to spare. At this stage, many of the critical elements in the manufacture of the coupe are coming together. As we explained last week, we had a delay in getting keyboards sent to us, but we understand that they've now left Taiwan and should reach us by this time next week. Plastic mouldings for the cases are due in at about the same time. By this weekend, Flash, the graphics program, and the demonstration cassette will be complete, and the manual is now at the printers, ready for delivery midway through next week. The first 50 coupe printed circuit boards are being made. What else? Well, as you may have noticed, the Sinclair magazines are showing themselves pretty keen to stand up in support of Sam. Did you see Mel Crouch's account of how he came to write the coupe manual in Crash this month? It's a good read. Inside the coupe packaging, there'll be a leaflet offering a special discount on subscriptions to Sinclair User. They're also offering 50 pence off
what will be one of the first games due to be converted to take full advantage of the coupe's capabilities, at Strider from US Gold. Over the past few days, Bob Benchley has been spending time with us too. Many of you will know Bob as the person who's been running INDUG, the Independent Palestinian Disciples Users Group, for the past 3 years. Format, which Bob puts out monthly, is a publication intended to give the more serious user, the sort of person who wants to understand the computer better, the help he needs. Whether you want to solve problems or to learn new tricks, Bob's the person who's got the answers. The good news is that the scope of Format will be extended to cover the coupe too, so that as well as coverage of the latest in coupe game software to Synthet User and Crash, there'll be something for you serious users too. Well, there'll be more next week, and this time we'll try to change the tape on Tuesday evening.
Hello, thanks for calling MGT's hotline. This week we came across the best excuse ever for the delay of a product. The keyboards for the coupe we'd had shipped into this country arrived in the cargo terminal of a major airline in Heathrow, and there was a chemical spillage in the warehouse. For 24 hours we could get no news of our products. Had they been damaged? When could we inspect them? All we were told is that the fire officers wouldn't allow anything out of the warehouse until the hazard had been cleared. How shall I describe the scenes at MGT? Well, let me understate it. There was a great gnashing of teeth and wailing. Fortunately, today it seems that all is well. We're told that the keyboards are undamaged and will be with us tomorrow. In fact, it's not delayed us by more than a day or so. So why am I telling you? Well, just to let you in on some of the excitement and drama that we're experiencing here. Barring any further crises, we now look as though we're on course to ship coupes from the week commencing December 11th, as we're telling you in the order acknowledgement forms we're sending out now. Please don't expect to get your coupe on the 11th. The ones that have been ordered recently will be tight up to Christmas, though we're sure that we can deliver all orders taken so far before Christmas. We're using a special two-day delivery service to make sure that we reach you in time if we have to ship at all late. There have been a lot of inquiries about software available for the coupe. Well, as you know, we're hoping for a high degree of compatibility with Spectrum 48K software. The extent, well, we really can't give definite answers for about 10 days, by which time the ROM will be in its very final shape, and we've completed the writing of our special conversion program. Please be patient on this. We will give you answers as soon as we can. As for new software, well, Flash, the graphics package, will give you plenty to get your teeth into. And other software houses are now at work on brand new software. We'll give full details just as soon as we know schedules. But it would be unrealistic to see software taking full advantage of the coupe's capabilities until just after Christmas. You've been asking about prices, too. We don't publish the software, so we can't control the prices, but we'd expect them to be in the same sort of range as